This first reading in the Acts of the Apostles, the Sanhedrin's trying to decide what to do with the apostles. The apostles are fearless in their presence and put the accusation against them that they are killers of the Messiah. And they are wondering what to do. And Gamaliel gets up and says that, "I would leave them alone because you might be working against God himself. And you can't stop God. If this is of human origin, then it will destroy itself. Obviously, this is a proof of the resurrection, that the apostles are so strong and going out boldly and preaching the faith after their master is killed and murdered in the worst possible way. This is a proof of the resurrection, the greatest proof that these 12 apostles, all of his followers, except for the one who betrayed him, all of them are invincible in their faith and invincible in their preaching of Jesus. And then they are told to continue to stop. They're continually told to stop preaching the name of Jesus, and then they're whipped. And yet the apostles are overjoyed that they are able to suffer something for the name of Jesus. And then they go out, and day after day, they go continue to preach the faith. They are unstoppable, and at that point, the Sanhedrin doesn't know what to do. They don't dare to do anything. This is the juggernaut of the faith. This is the truth. You can't push down the truth. You know, like a ball playing in the pool. You push the ball down. You can keep it down for a while, but then it just comes back up, and the further you push it down, the more it shoots up. And this is the truth. This is the truth of God. This is the truth of the gospel. It'll always come back. You cannot suppress it indefinitely. And we are to cooperate in the freeing of the truth, the spreading of the truth, taking out all the ensnarements from the truth, but to proclaim it, to put it on the housetops, put it on the pillar, and to make it shine in the world. This is our obligation, and we are to do it with joy and to do it with the willingness to even suffer for the name of Jesus as the apostles were, and to be unstoppable in spreading the truth of Jesus, the person of Jesus, which is our Catholic faith. Jesus is the one we are proclaiming, not a set of rules, but a person and all his teachings, which are for the happiness of mankind, for the joy and happiness and for the light and for the way to follow, the truth to follow. We are just freeing the truth, and we are spreading it, and we do it in this bold way as the apostles did.